Okay. We are live.
Woohoo!
Welcome.
Welcome to the 605 show where Dan murdered V the Noble One and now he's my new co-host. No, he's actually working.
Hang on, I'm doing something really quick.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'll carry this. Alana Snyder with co-host.
Don't hurt your back carrying the show.
Oh, ouch. Give me some Tylenol. Okay.
No, Bonnie's at work again. And his exact words were like, you know what? Let's just go for it. Send it. So he's doing his thing. So you guys are stuck with me again.
Exciting times.
More fun facts.
And we have some other guests going on. We have some studio guests from Treasury.
Go ahead and introduce yourselves, guys.
I'm Haley.
I'm Nick.
This is Nick and Haley from the Treasury. They're here. They're making some drinks for us.
I swear we're not holding them captive. They kind of act like we were. Like, hi, there's a sword behind my back.
They kind of just had like Netflix documentary. Like, you know, that like Netflix documentaries. It's like nobody saw the signs and they flashback. It's like
that actually would be a good like kidnapping though. Be like, I'm gonna kidnap people and make them make me drinks all day. But they're gonna make us some drinks coming up here. But again, they are safe. We are here with episode 53.
Is it already 53?
That's nuts. Live from Thinker Networks. I feel like we just had the 50th, but
I know.
You know, time flies when you're having semi-fun, you know. We have a big show today. We got people from across the state. We have Janet.
Oh, yeah, good stuff.
Janet from Hill City, who, by the way, is one of the nicest people in the state. And then we're hoping to have Danny from Visit Rapid City. She may or may not pop in. We'll see. It'll be a surprise.
Yeah, we'll find out.
I'm excited about it. But how are you doing today?
I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm super good. It's July. It's like halfway through July, even.
It is.
So that's a big, you know,
plus.
It's beautiful July. Weather. I don't have too many more thoughts on it.
Well,
what about
great.
You?
It
what about,
is
what's
July.
Going on with you?
Nothing. I had a boring birthday this week. I turned 37, which is like
happy birthday.
Thanks. I got my first electric bike.
What date is it? Like, what's the actual
totally
date?
Totally biffed it yesterday.
Wait, hang on. We can get a close up on that.
Oh yeah.
Back to your one here. Yep. Boom.
I'm not used to like driving it, and I took a corner and tried to do a wide corner, and then I hit a divot, and I like slow motion just tipped my bike and myself. It was really,
you went with it.
I went with it, yeah. And I had a helmet on and everything. And some lady on her patio just watched me and didn't ask me if I was okay or anything. And I was just on the ground. So that was fun.
Midwest nice.
At first I thought, because like she was kind of petite, I thought she was like a kid or a teenager, where I'm like, they don't know what to do. They're not gonna help
just
me.
A tiny lady.
Then I saw she was a grown ass woman and she just did not help me or ask me if I was okay.
Grown, just really small.
Like, I know you. If you're watching this somehow. I saw you.
I think she's probably nice. Like, she's probably kind. Like, maybe she didn't want to make it worse. Maybe it was like a thing where, like, you know, somebody does something. Like, you ever have that happen where, like, somebody does something embarrassing? You just kind of like, if I don't acknowledge it, they're not going to feel bad.
Right. I know. That's what I think she did, because it was a really slow fall. Like, I probably could have stopped myself, but it just kind of.
I would love it if you were like, yeah, she was pointing and laughing right at me. So I think she saw it.
Her dog looked like it was judging me more than she was. It just kind of like stared at me with its like head tilted. Like, really? It's electric. So that's been my July, but all's well.
Electric bike, huh? Good for you.
Hey, yeah.
I turn my birthday's in a couple weeks. I turn 31.
You're a baby.
I know. City miles.
Look at you. City, how old are you guys?
City miles. Hang on, I'm getting their mics back.
Look
on.
At you.
I'm 39. I just turned 39.
See? Now, see, so what, did you do anything? Because, like, do you just wait for the 40th to kind of, like, make it a big deal?
Yeah, actually. I spent my 39th thinking about what I'm going to do.
It's a long planning phase.
Yeah, need a year.
So, you know what I mean? Well.
It is one of those birthdays that, yeah, it's kind of, you know, you as well. Wait for the milestone.
Well, once you hit 35, then you just kind of wait to be 40, because you're like, everything in between is just kind of like, my freaking husband's like, so are you 38, 39? And I was like, don't skip years. Give me time. Even though I thought I was 37 the whole time I was 36.
How old is John now?
John
Not
is
to put his business
41.
Is he really?
Yeah, he thought he was like 38 for like 2 years, I think. It's just, again, it's that phase where you forget how old you are.
It's that phase where people from Philadelphia don't know how to count.
Oh, was that
Philadelphia? That was a Philadelphia dig. I'm sorry, John.
It's okay.
You. John's one of my favorite people.
But speaking of July, though, we have our July outdoor issue out.
July issue.
Which goes with kind of what we're talking about with Janet and maybe Danny, is we did a road trip in our new Sprinter van. We got a fancy.
Check out some of the photos.
Yeah, let's see some sexy Sprinter van photos.
Al's Oasis.
Al's Oasis with a slice of pie. Oh, where? Oh, 1880 train. That's in Hill City, Janet. Hill City. Ooh, ooh.
Yep. And then finally, just a nice.
Oh, the road. Are those buffalo?
I believe those are bison. Yes.
Oh, I got corrected. But yeah, it's been awesome. Actually, John and Taylor ended up sleeping in the van a couple times because everything was really expensive. So, camping, it's great times.
Yeah.
Well, we did a lot of stuff, which we'll talk about with them.
Love it.
Don writes these now, so this is great. Grab some sunscreen and head outside for the outdoor issue 605. So we did a lot of cool things. We went to Belle Jolie winery.
Is it when something's italicized, do you read it in that voice, or is that?
Oh, it's just like 605 magazine's always italicized. It's okay. AP. Anyways. But it's an award-winning winery in Sturgis. Check it out. They're the cutest couple ever. We did the outdoor campus. I had my intern, Kelsey, G. Bless, do the snorkeling and spearing?
Okay, yeah.
Like fishing. Which I found out she's afraid of fish. So like I put her out in Lake Lorraine and she was like, I was like, hey, I heard there's fish over there. She's like, oh, and then she turned around and started swimming the other way. And I was like, no, go towards the fish.
Wait, so I have a follow-up. Did you say Lake Lorraine?
Yes.
As in like the.
They have fish in there.
The one by the shoe warehouse?
Yeah, you're not supposed to. You have to do outdoor campus to go in there.
Oh. Okay.
You have to get permission. So don't start fishing at Lake Lorraine, please. Like I'm going to go to Oshkosh and then go fishing.
I was gonna say, you can go shop. like tell all the husbands that are always sitting in the car, like you can spearfish 30 feet that way.
See, but you could plan it. Oh God, my eyelashes. You could plan it with outdoor campus. Have them do the class while you go to Hobby Lobby.
I love it.
Hey, look at that. It's called planning. Or you could go to David Muster's. Anyways, I digress. Spearfish Public House just opened in Spearfish, and that's actually by the owners of Monks and Independent Ale House.
Ooh.
Hey, you were. There you go. See? And then, yeah. For events coming up, I was just telling them I want to go to Danish Days. That's July 13th through the 17th in Viborg. And they do all sorts of things like cruise night, kids fun day. There's a food and beer tent, as always, in South Dakota. Craft and vendor fair, dunk tank. Love a good dunk tank. Taste of Denmark and a street dance. Doesn't that just like sound like young romance?
Is that happening now then? So it says July 13th through 17th?
It's happening.
It's now get to, you said Viborg?
Viborg. Get to Viborg.
It's not Viborg. It's Viborg.
I don't know. Am I saying it wrong?
I don't know. I'm asking. Out here it's Pierre, not Pierre. So I don't.
Viborg.
Viborg?
Yeah, I heard Viborg.
Strange. Okay, get to Viborg.
Yeah, get there. For Danish Days, Gold Discovery Days is July 15th through the 17th in Custer. Lieutenant Colonel George Custer, kind of a mad guy, discovered gold with his cavalry in 1874. Celebrate Gold Discovery Days with a carnival, arts fair, volleyball tournament. Ooh. 5K fun run, cornhole, and a hot air balloon launch by Black Hills Balloons. If you've never met them, they are amazing humans. Black Hills Balloons, people, shout out. Okay. Days of 76, I've always wanted to go to this. July 24th through the 30th, and then that's in Deadwood. Yes. 1876.
Got the rodeo out there?
Yeah, they have a rodeo. 100th annual Days of 76. Oh, the 100th annual.
Cool. Yeah, this month, July 24th through 30th.
Yeah, they were talking about that at the tourism conference. It's a big anniversary. So check that out. And yeah, I think we're going to kick it to Treasury.
Should we talk about some drinks?
Our lovely captives in the corner.
Just saw your CC comments.
Tell us what you got.
Blink twice if you are under duress. All right, guys, I'm going to unmute you here. And you are now good to go. It's your show. So tell us a little bit about what you're making.
Yeah, so we're going to start off. So we're making two cocktails today. One is the alcoholic cocktail. One is a non-alcoholic cocktail. So we're going to start with the one that does have booze in it. So this is one that I recently created. We're kind of working on it. It should be coming to the menu at Treasury here pretty soon. But so we start off with rye whiskey. We're using the Brickway rye. That is distilled in Omaha, so somewhat local. We're going to start with that. And then this is the Botanica Angelica Bitters. It is kind of in the realm of Campari. It's kind of that bitter orange liqueur.
For people watching that might not know like what a Campari is, can you explain that?
So Campari, it is a bitter orange aperitif, I guess, technically. So, I mean, like the bitter and the orange really describes what that tastes like. The Botanica Angelica bitters, that's kind of a fun twist on it. One of our reps actually brought this in and kind of let me sample it. And I got a chance to play around with this for a little while, and so that's kind of what resulted in this cocktail. But so I'm a big fan of this stuff. It's made in Poland, so that's kind of cool.
That's really cool. It's a good bottle.
And then, so for a little bit of a sweet component, we're using a Demerara syrup, similar to a simple syrup, but we use sugar in the raw instead of just regular white sugar. And then a little splash of grapefruit juice. And splash of lemon juice as well.
And you guys do all like, you guys all squeeze all your fruit juice fresh, like everything for you guys, house made fresh ingredients, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. Make all of our own syrups in house. We make all of our, juice all our own juices. Yeah. So
I got a pickle juice being made right now. Pickle martini.
All right. Nick, you want to ice me up there since it's on that side?
A little more.
There we go. And just gonna give that a good shake.
So I'm kind of doing like ASMR.
It's like right,
especially right when you did like the ice. It's like,
we should have given everybody a headphone warning.
Sorry.
No, it's not your fault. You're doing
there we go. And
just making them thirsty.
Just gonna strain.
Well, somebody's gotta drink it. So.
Whoa! Oh, wow, look at the color.
Yeah.
That was for old Danny boy.
So strain that into a rocks glass.
Great we'll color.
Add more ice here. Oop, this is not the normal setting for making
a drink. Not in your head.
Is this a riff on a classic cocktail, or what's the?
Yeah. So, and then I just did a little dehydrated lemon wheel for a garnish. So the inspiration of this cocktail was actually, it's a jungle bird.
Oh, cool.
So kind of in that realm, because it has the kind of the similar components of the Demerara syrup. A jungle bird does use Campari, so I kind of substituted that Botanica Angelica bitters. And then I really wanted to make a whiskey cocktail, so I decided to kind of play around with that in the rye whiskey flavor that goes with that. But yeah.
Hold on. Looks
excellent. We have the ability to create our cocktails and put them on the menu.
That's super cool, which is fun because you guys get the chance to have that creativity and like kind of flex that muscle a little bit.
Wants to try it.
I'll try it.
Try it. All right.
Try this one.
There we are.
What was the name of this one again?
So it's a name in progress, but Blood Money is kind of the name.
I like that.
We like to go with like treasury themed names. So
we are in a bank vault. So
yes.
Blood Money.
That's good.
Glad you like
That's
it.
That's really good.
That was a great description, Dan.
It's good. It's tart. It kind of gives you like, you can tell it's different when you mix like a whiskey cocktail with citrus, because then it cuts like so much of like really bad and strong.
It's tart just like
bitter.
You.
Oh, yes.
And bitter.
Yeah, bitter and tart. Welcome
That's
to
what
the
we go for.
Show. On today's segment, adjectives about Dan. Bitter and tart. No, it's bitter, it's tart, but it still has a little bit of that kind of like,
okay, I can't make a joke about that because that's weird.
I don't know if you saw that. It's not so much that the eyebrows went up, but the chin went down. What?
My bad.
Those is really good. It's really, really good. That could be dangerous because it's really like it's easy to drink.
Well, that's what they're here for.
That's what they're.
I mean, good drinks. I mean, not not to trick you when I'm chugging a drink. But
like, oh no, I like this.
Well done.
Should we do the live read and then come back for the NA one?
Yeah, let's do it. Absolutely.
All right. Here we go. It's already that time of year, everyone, where people's buttocks are out. We got chaps, tattoos, sexual seduction. Not Kid Rock this year, which is kind of a shock, but he's in our hearts. Maybe Creed.
Maybe
no,
Scott Stapp.
But it is time for the Sturgis Rally, which means it's time for the Sturgis Buffalo Chip. The largest music festival in motorcycling is back. Wad Woodruff presents the best nine nights of your life. Ooh, that is exhausting, but I love it. At the Sturgis Buffalo Chip, August 5th through the 14th, during the Sturgis Rally with Lynyrd Skynyrd, Rob Zombie, Snoop Dogg, Snoop D-O-double-G, as you said, John Party, Papa Roach, Pop Evil, Falling in Reverse, Hollywood Undead, Travis Tritt, Lita Ford, and so much more. Get your passes now at buffalochip.com. Holy moly. I can't wait. Snoop Dogg.
Snoop DLGG. I think that's an emotional roller coaster.
It really is. Every genre.
We're talking Rob Zombie.
Oof.
Snoop DLGG.
Eek.
Papa Roach.
Sheesh.
You know what I mean? And then Travis Tritt.
And they throw you for a loop.
Yeah. You know? you think you know where it's going.
Yeah.
And then next thing you know, Travis Tritt shows up.
That is something, if you have never done it, well, either if you have done it, go back. But it's like a bucket list item that you are from South Dakota, or even if you're in South Dakota visiting, you got to go to the Buffalo Chip for Sturgis Rally. It's the place to be.
You think so?
I think so. That was a thing that when we turned 18, my aunt and uncle from Rapid would bring us to the Buffalo Chip for an eye-opening experience. And I remember we went, I won't tell a lot of stories because I can't, but when we got
it's a family show.
I was with my family. But we went back to the car, and you know, there's like bajillions of cars, and there was literally body marks, like where people had sweat from making love on our car. And I recall the band that night was Three Doors Down. So I think the mood was awry. It was there.
When I think of romantic music and moments, you know what's at the top of my list? Three Doors Down.
Yeah.
Followed closely by Creed.
Oh. Well, what's the one? I bet the one got their gears going. The Without You, Baby.
Is that Three Doors Down?
They all sound alike.
But no, this is cool. 9 days.
Yeah,
that's
9 days.
That's a marathon.
It really is.
Yeah.
You have to train, I feel like, when you get ready for that.
That's rough. And they starting off strong. Lynyrd Skynyrd, Rob Zombie, and Snoop DLGG all in the first three. And then they give you kind of a break with John Party. And then they throw a curveball at you with Papa Roach.
People are just being greedy out there. They're just getting everything they need.
Well, then all of a sudden, I feel like this is very different crowds. But, I mean, the most ambitious crossover of the year so far is Travis Tritt following Hollywood Undead.
This is Dan analyzing the Buffalo Chip of 2022. And then they take you for a ride. And then they, anyways, back to Treasury. Thank you once again, Sturgis Buffalo Chip, buffalochip.com. No Sturgis in that, sorry, buffalochip.com to get your tickets. Let's go back for that beautiful mocktail with Treasury.
Yeah.
Speaking of being taken on a journey, take us there.
We actually have one of our bartenders going to go work at the Buffalo Chip.
What?
For the rally.
How much did they make?
Well, she isn't gone yet.
Oh, like she,
she's going this year.
This is her first time?
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to have to tell me because I hear they make bang.
Yeah, well, she's hoping to.
Right.
Should be fun. But I'm going to make, it's a twist on our, we have a drink called the Pink Flamingo. It's a rum-based cocktail. We have been getting a lot of requests for non-alcoholic drinks lately, so we've been kind of twisting our drinks towards that. Also coming up with fancy non-alcoholic ones. We typically will make like a non-alcoholic mojito or something. But this one is very simple. It's going to be an ounce of lemon. And then we do an ounce of simple. And then we create a pomegranate shrub in-house. It's just a little bit of it, but it's champagne vinegar, pomegranate juice. So we're going to do 2.5 ounces of that, or I'm sorry, an ounce and a half of that.
Looks delish.
Yeah, it's very potent. It's got a very vinegary smell. But throw some ice in there.
That ice sounds amazing.
I'm telling you.
Try not to. Like,
today, I'm going to be making a mocktail. Don't they always whisper it when they do it?
I don't know why.
We're going to put it in our lovely Nick and Nora.
Oh, a fancy glass.
My favorite.
A fancy glass.
Nick and Nora glass. They disappeared for a while. They disappeared for a long time. And then they, a couple of bars on the East Coast are bringing back.
How the hell do you know that?
Bartended for a while.
And then we're going to top it off with a non-alcoholic hoppy refresher. It's just a hoppy forward non-alcoholic drink. I don't know really how to describe it other than that.
See, but The thing was,
it's
like
the LaCroix of beer.
It's 0%, yeah, which is actually kind of hard. It's not as normal to find because usually there's like 0.0000 or whatever. So that's very awesome.
And then no garnish on this one. It's very simple, but
beautiful.
We will let you guys.
Do you need one when it's that gorgeous?
I think we've been doing red themed drinks lately too.
Yeah,
look at this.
So I'll let you. Yeah, we'll let
it goes with our dress code.
It does go with the dress code for today, which apparently was red and black. Little do people know that's all we wear. Nick, I know I'm going to put the camera back on you while she's trying that. Do you want to maybe talk a little bit? Like, so you said you're getting more and more requests for NA cocktails. Do you guys have more stuff you're putting on the menu for NA stuff?
Yeah, we plan on labeling on our menu which drinks that we have on the menu that we can make non-alcoholic. Cool. And then, of course, we can do requests. Like, if you wanted to come in and you have a idea in mind, we can kind of twist it, tailor it. Cool. A lot of the times, like I said, mojitos are very, especially in the summertime, very easy way to go. Just throw a different flavored juice in there, get that going. But then we do plan on sort of working with the other bars with Highball and Carpenter and going to come out with some nice non-alcoholic drinks before the end of the year. So
awesome. You guys are doing good work. This looks good. Alana, how's the beverage?
Really freaking good.
Describe it to us in detail, and then I'll tell people adjectives about you.
Sweet. Genius.
Genius.
It's not even a match. Delicate. That's so really good, though.
So what that means is it's harsh and it's forward.
I'm chugging this thing. This is
really tasty. Yeah. So you guys have pomegranate shrub. What else was in there for fruit juice?
In that one, it's got the champagne vinegar in it as well. So it's kind of got that. I don't know if for you, but for me, it kind of just finishes with that a little bit. The tartness.
That's really, really good.
And then
good.
The hoppy refresher gives it like a fruity twist that you're not really expecting.
Well, I love that you guys have like, and you're working on several things for that, because I know too, when I got asked to happy hour all the time for work meetings. And especially when I was pregnant, like it was amazing having an actual place that made nice like mocktails. So you feel like included. And so you can have a great tasting drink that's not just like, all Sprite.
Yeah.
Well, and we have a lot of, especially pregnant people come in who haven't gotten to the point that they want to tell everyone that they're going to be with yet. And so it's really important for us to be able to give them a drink that looks like a drink so that they can kind of keep that personal for now before they're ready to share that. So
absolutely.
The worst part too is when you get especially when you're at that phase and you're not ready to tell someone, when you go to like a bar, like I remember I was pregnant during football season and I couldn't tell anyone. And it's like, they always bring the bottle with the glass when you ask for a glass. Like, can I put that beer in a glass? Sure. And then they bring the like NA beer right next to it. And they're like, why are you drinking that? I'm like, the whole point of this was so I didn't have the bottle, people.
Yeah.
They're like, are you pregnant or something? I'm like, okay, well, that was fun. Well, thank you so much.
Great cocktails.
We will definitely kidnap you again.
Yeah. Awesome.
Always a pleasure, Treasury. And now we have a big reveal. Coming to us live, who's in the studio, Janet from Hill City. Come on down.
I be here. I am here.
Look at that.
And I do thank you for welcoming us into the show today and for coming to Hill City. We were thrilled to have you. This, as you know, has been something in the works for a while. And I was so excited to finally be able to have you come to Hill City and experience all the cool things we have.
Oh, it was amazing. Yeah. So we worked with Janet and then also with Visit Rapid City and South Dakota Tourism. And we did the Sprinter van trip, like I mentioned. We started in Rapid, went to on a Thursday for there. We went to Reptile Gardens, got to actually get the tour from Johnny B, who's the owner. We got to touch some alligators.
Yeah.
See them old tortoises. And they actually have like beautiful, like rainforesty like areas too. It's not just that. And I found out, fun fact, you can drink beer while you walk around Reptile Gardens now. So that's the thing. But we had a blast there. Then we went to Holiday Inn Rushmore Plaza, which is it the Monument, the new event center? Is that what's called? Do you know, Janet?
Yeah.
There's going to be like a lot of concerts, a lot of events there right next door.
Very cool.
The big waterfall. It was great. But then we went to, the next day we went to Hill City and got in our van. And I love that experience too, because it was like, you know, Rapid City has like the city vibes, but We got to do stay at the KOA out in Hill City, and that was so fun. Can you kind of talk about that, Janet? Because there were over 100 horses. It was honestly like its own village, which was epic.
You know, it really is its own village, and it's a great place for families to come and have either a nice getaway, nice family time together during the summer. Great place for family reunions because there are so many things right on the campus there for people to do and enjoy. So, you know, it's an awesome place to stay and experience the hills. And plus, they're also very close to all the cool things to do, you know, Crazy Horse, Custer State Park, Mount Rushmore. They've got the majesty of the hills all around. So I'm glad you were able to experience, and you can retreat to your own cabin and enjoy the surroundings. You know, whether you're outside making s'mores or just kicking back and relaxing after a fun day in Hill City or seeing all the sights or hiking.
Right. And that's what I loved about it was that the, kind of what a lot of campsites are doing now is you can do whatever type of choose your own adventure of camping. You can do the camper, you can do tent camping. And then you go my style, which is more like, you know, okay, little cabin in the woods, baby, but I got to have a TV for mama. But I mean, this came with a whole grill, a bonfire, everything. Oh my gosh. And Taylor and I went on a horseback ride, and we may or may not had stayed up late the night before at the old Holiday Inn Rushmore Plaza, having some beverages. And we went on the horses. I had Mimi, I believe. And then she had Honey Bun.
Yeah.
Honey Bun was a little gassy. We went on this huge horseback ride, and Honey Bun just kept tooting, and then she couldn't hear, and our guide kept being like, don't let your horse eat. So Taylor kept just letting Honey Bun eat, and then he'd toot, and then he was like way behind us. We just kept going and left her.
I thought she was crop dusting the whole trail, but no, just left her behind.
Honey Bun was in the back, thank God. She was the caboose.
Goodness gracious.
It was crazy. But yeah, that's the KOA Mount Rushmore Resort and Lodge. But yeah, like Janet was saying, it's like right outside of Hill City. And so it's like right by everything. It's really cool. And the Mount Rushmore Rodeo is happening there next month.
Oh, yeah. If you want a traditional rodeo experience, there's actually three of them coming up in August. So that's going to be a great time for families. Yeah, you get all the traditional things, barrel racing, bear buck or bronc riding, mutton busting for the little kids. And all the traditional things that you would expect at a rodeo. And what's great about that? It's for families who may not live in an urban setting or a ranch setting nearby that come from an urban setting. So they get a chance to actually experience what it's like to see a kind of a Wild West rodeo.
As a non-native, like I didn't grow up in South Dakota. I'm not a South Dakotan. I didn't know mutton busting was real.
My sister won second place 1 year.
And so apparently you just put small children in a pen and send them after livestock.
At least my sister did. You get on a you throw your kid on a sheep and then they have to like get bucked off.
They have to bust the mutton.
Bust that mutton.
You know?
Yeah, there's team rope.
It was a real thing.
Yeah, there's also some team roping too. So that's kind of cool. I mean, you get a chance to see how on a smaller scale how things work on a ranch, you know? So it's a great experience, and it's kind of a once in a lifetime thing that you need to at least see for sure. If you're growing up as a kid, or even if you're a kid at heart, big kid at heart.
Yeah. And then they said that at the KOA that we stayed at, that they have every like Sunday or Monday or every morning, they have pancakes. And then what is it called again? Where they like all get together with like a campfire and it's like an event where like, it's a guy with like storytelling.
That is escaping me right at the top, but there are all kinds of cool things to do, including the pancake breakfast, and there's music and like you say, storytelling. So, you know, it's all good.
It's pretty magical. And then we went to Janet, I will let you take this, the Italian restaurant.
Oh, Mangiamo. Okay. Yes. Let's eat Mangiamo.
So
yeah, where you're welcomed like family by Russ and Deb and their entire team.
Yeah, and you can't miss it because it's right across the street from the giant Smoky Bear.
And that's their pizza then we have up there?
Oh, that is their pizza. Arr, I think it's a margarita.
That looks good.
It's so good. And then they have award-winning vodka to like pasta. The
yes.
Vodka, tomato, whatever, penne.
Yes, so good. Penne, yes. I got to tell you, Your photos, Alana, were fabulous. So for all of your readers, all of your watchers, I gotta encourage you, please run to your nearest station where you can pick up one of the magazines. Alana, we've got some housekeeping. I am totally out of magazines. I've got to get more from you, please.
And
the pictures, the pictures that were in the magazine are absolutely stunning. When I saw them, I got so hungry. I'm trying to find it right now so I can hold it up for your guests, for your readers and your viewers.
Yeah, she gave us a lot of food. Awesome. It was amazing. We couldn't finish half of it because it was so good.
And the one thing about Mangiamo and all of our Hill City restaurants, they are welcoming, they are friendly, they have great food. You have a wide array of local flavors to try, cuisine, German-American, buffalo burger, bison burger, elk burger, anything from ice cream to chocolate to all kinds of fabulous things. And you will find the same welcoming hospitality at all of them as you experienced over at Mangiamo.
And you have a train.
Yeah, we got a train. It's awesome. And on, I think it's August 20th, there's going to be the 65th anniversary of the doubleheader where they have the two steam engine locomotives together. It's a great opportunity for people to always experience a steam-powered engine, but it's a great experience whether you're on the Express, the October Fest Express, or just as a regular excursion going from Hill City to Keystone, or Keystone back to Hill City. So
yeah, we did 1880 train. Have you done that before?
No.
You guys should do that with Think 3D. It would be hilarious.
We should do like a whole segment of like Dan tries stuff, like South Dakota stuff for the first time. You know? Like,
yeah.
Because I've been here for what now, 7 years?
Yeah.
And it's time. I could do an 1880 train. Yeah. Janet, where can people go if they want to find out? So like you said, you got a bunch of stuff coming up in August. You mentioned some things in October. Where is a couple of places people can go to find out more about Hill City and more about what events are coming up?
Yeah, there's all kinds of events coming up. There's always something happening every month. They can go to visit hillcitysd.com, or they can certainly call our visitor information center. And we'll be glad to help with an itinerary. And always check out 605 Magazine because you'll find all the cool stuff to do all throughout the hills and all throughout the state.
Janet, always a ride or die. I always love it. She always sends me the nicest emails. She's like, you guys are doing a great job. I'm like, thank you. It's usually when I'm having a bad day too. So I'm like, thanks, Janet.
We love you. Keep up the great work.
Thank you. I mean, we have Danny's back. Danny's here.
Thank you, Janet. We will, we'll see you soon.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Oh, and look at, she has a fancy background too.
She's got a background. She's hanging out.
She came prepared with the background.
Yeah, quick plug though. Again, go visit hillcitysd.com.
Yes.
Go check out some of those events.
And that's we barely touched on. Like, that town has so much to do. So check it out, please.
Yeah, there's a lot of cool stuff.
Prairieberry miners out there, all the wineries.
All the photos. Let me see here. We got a couple of photos of the campground. I think we got a cabin. We got the winery. There's a lot of cool stuff out there, and you can't beat the scenery. It's
gorgeous.
So, all right. Our next guest.
Coming up hot. Coming in hot.
One, two, three. There she is.
Oh.
Hello.
Rhapsody in the house. How's it going?
Yes. Great. How are you?
Oh, we're good.
Good.
I just chugged my mocktail.
That sounds nice.
It feels so good. How have you been?
Great. Busy with summer. You know, the heat's rolling in. People are outside. It's great in Rapid City.
Yeah, what's new? What's going on?
Yeah, so really what's new? We have a lot of businesses coming into Rapid City. If you are familiar with Independent Ale House, which is our local tap house, they are soon starting a new whiskey bar in downtown.
They're so busy.
They're so busy. So yeah, the whiskey bar will be right next to it. It's very exciting. We also have BB's Natural. It's a natural wine bar that just opened downtown. We just have a lot of up and coming and some I can't share yet.
Oh, geez.
Well, now we have to.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. So I was telling them earlier about how when we did our Sprinter van trip, our first stop was Reptile Gardens. Can you talk about that? I mean, a lot of people have heard of it, but some people might not have. Can you talk about the highlights and like obviously hearing the name, people might assume it's just all reptiles, but it's a lot more than that.
Yes. Reptile Gardens is one of my absolute favorite places. It's the largest collection of reptiles in the world. They are in the Guinness Book of World Records. You know, beyond reptiles, you know, they have Aldabra tortoises, I cannot say that correctly, crocodiles, snakes. But then for those that are, maybe don't want the snakes or all, you know, the teeth, they have this beautiful botanical gardens. And I think it's actually probably one of the most underrated things about reptile gardens. They plant it in December every year before they open in March, and it's over 40,000 flowers and perennials. The staff plants all of it themselves, and it takes a course of 3 weeks. So that's probably one of the most underrated things. And then, of course, that there's a walking gardens and expands into their safari room. They have a living wall outside. It's really cool.
I never would have thought, because I've driven by that. Yeah. Like, you've seen, like, do you think reptile gardens in, like,
oh, it's like a magical, like,
South
little
Dakota,
ball.
But it's this weird. What do you actually
call it? I always called a magical ball, but what is it?
Some sort of a dome.
Like a dome.
Like an eco dome.
A biodome. Yeah, but that was great. We got to actually get a tour from the Johnny B, which, like, at tourism, he is like tourism god. Like, he walks through the room with his cowboy hat, and everyone, it was so funny. He didn't have his hat on when we stopped by, and we're like, dude, where's your cowboy hat? And he, like, was on his thing. Like, he's like, can someone grab my hat from the trailer? And someone, like, ran with his cowboy hat to come put it on him for the pictures.
Oh, I love it. Yes, he's a personality. We love Johnny.
Oh my gosh, I loved it so much. And then, yeah, we went to Rushmore Holiday Inn, Rushmore Plaza. And okay, can you touch on the monument or a monument, like the different events that are coming up there and new things happening in Rapid?
Yeah. So our Summit Arena just opened in last fall. It officially opened, and it is amazing. It is beautiful. We've had a couple of just really big concerts so far this year, but they're always hosting events. Craig was sharing with us one time that they had, I mean, during the summer, they can have a handful, like 5 to 7 events all going on at once in the monument at the same time. So it just really expanded what we can do there. I know there's concerts coming up, but I think outside of the monument, right next door is Memorial Park. And this coming weekend, we have the Hills Alive Christian Music Festival. And that's really huge for our city. We have, you know, people bring lawn chairs, sprawl out on the lawn. There's cool vendors, and it takes course over the whole weekend.
That's awesome. Yeah, that thing is huge.
A lot of cool stuff.
Yes.
I know a lot of people that travel for that. And then, of course, we ate at Tally's Silver Spoon, which is a must have. Like, that's just some of the food we had. Like, they have, it's Chef Ben Klinkel, and he does all sorts of, I mean, like, you can get go-to breakfast items or dinner items, but then if you want to get a little fancy, like, we had French toast with foie gras.
So good.
Am I butchering it?
Foie gras.
Foie gras.
Yeah, I mean, the accent helped.
So we had that with some berries and all that kind of stuff. So that was really cool. Mm-hmm. And you can have mimosas. It's just a really, really, people, anyone that goes to Rapid, they're like, I love Tally's. Do you like Tally's?
Yes.
Oh, this is fun.
It's the local spot. The other French toast next to the really French toast that you had that I absolutely love is the cinnamon swirl French toast. And it's kind of like a mashup between French toast and a cinnamon roll on the bottom of it. Hands down, so good. Like dessert for breakfast. So good.
Oh my God, that sounds amazing. And then we went to, we're doing this little drinks over here. So also talk about Woodland Republic. We had them actually at the 605 Summer Classic, nicest people ever. And I love the vibes of, like, they have open garage doors. That whole back area, that parking lot is really vibing right now.
Yeah. They're in the historical AB's Feed and Seed, which was an old grain silo in the 1900s that's been restored within the last couple of years. So they've done some really cool things on the inside. You know, you saw they have really cool bright colors, funky chairs, a mural. But then they're also our specialty sour beer brewing company. You know, so you tasted the blueberry French toast sour beer, which is like seriously like candy for your taste buds. And then
it's like you're drinking French toast but in an amazing way.
That's super interesting. I'm kind of curious as to how they pull that off.
It's really good.
yes really good. And then I'm always like a hazy IPA pale ale kind of gal, so I just looked at what they have on tap, and they have a mango hazy pale ale right now, which I'm probably going to go try very, very soon.
Yes. Yeah. I'm hoping they'll be the 605 Black Hills Classic is September 10th. And I'm hoping they'll bring some of that goodness. Yeah.
Super impressed with the lineup this year, the Summer Classic.
Mm. Yeah. You enjoyed it. I did. Oh my gosh. So yeah. What are some of the spots? Those are some of the spots that we hit. What are some of your highlights? Like, where do you love to go on a normal week?
On a normal week.
It's hard to choose because there's so much.
It is so hard to choose, you know, because we have a lot of things going on in Rapid. Beyond our restaurants, we have an amazing outdoor scene. Honestly, it's so amazing just to be able to, like, 2 minutes outside of downtown is a huge trail. That's really fun to go to. But we have 7 other breweries besides Woodland Republic, and those are always fun to go to. And then one of my other favorite restaurants is Juniper Restaurant.
Oh, so good.
They have a rotating menu, and I'm honestly surprised every time I go there. So good. So they used to also be on the southwest side of Rapid City in like a neighborhood area and recently moved in. So I think it's been a great move for them. But yeah.
Where they moved?
They moved closer into downtown, outside in what we call the Gap. So they're right next to Dakota Point and Lost Cabin Brewing Company.
Oh, yeah. Oh, awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and they've got a really cool space in there now. Same concept with the rotating menu. And yeah, it's really cool. Upscale in there.
Yeah, that is a lot of people don't know about it yet. And it's so good.
It's so good. Yes. The first thing I ever tried there was like a filet with this boiled down blueberry sauce on top. Maybe it's boysenberry. It was phenomenal. So good.
I know it.
Excellent.
Yes.
Yeah, take the lady for a date there sometime.
I do. We'll have to wander out to Rapid City.
Hey, and then maybe take her for a ride on 1880 train.
Maybe. Hey, now nothing says Rebecca like a soot covered ride.
You know what? Well, you know what you need to do? You need to have train. You need to have her do the one that I wish I could hear Janet right now, because there's one that they have a fake Western, like where the people come on, like they're trying to, like, what is it called? Like where they go, like, get you.
Like a train robbery?
What's it called? Like, stick them up.
Yeah, it's a train robbery. Yeah, people trying to rob the train.
I don't know. Anyway, she'd robbery. Love it.
She would love it. I don't know if, well, you've met Rebecca a few times now. There's not a lot about her that screams, hey, throw me into a, you know, a scenario where somebody's going to pretend to take my valuables.
It could be role playing. Anyways, I digress.
Again, on the train.
So Juniper, we got some food. How about other, like an attraction or an event coming up maybe in August that you think people should know about?
Actually, the first event that I think people should know about is we moved Beer Bourse. I should say Main Street Square moved our Beer Bourse annual event that usually is held in October up to July. So it's actually this month on the 23rd. It's a really cool event. It has a beer stock exchange. So if, you know, the demand for a beer is higher, the price will go up and then you'll see it drop. And that's when usually people go buy it. So that's a really cool event that's coming. And then another event at one of our national parks, just, you know, under an hour outside of Rapid City, is the Badlands Astrology Festival at the end of this month. I've never been to this event, but I actually might go this year. It's just a 3-day celebration that really supports the continuation protection of our night skies, which are so expansive, you know, here in South Dakota. So those are the 2 events this month that I'm looking forward to. But we've got amazing events coming off this fall. Black Hills Powwow is finally being held again. That'll take place in the new Summit Arena. And then just as well as our usual Pumpkin Festival. So we've got a lot of cool things coming.
I love it. Yeah, Beer Boars. Are the Poconauts coming back? Do you know?
I'm not sure.
I love them. So
I think they're keeping it classic. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So we sponsored it for a couple of years. Mm-hmm. And their polka band dressed as astronauts.
Polka knots.
Wow. Pretty self-explanatory.
I mean, I had no idea.
That's a really fun. Oh my gosh. And I don't know if they still do it, but the Stein holding, I think they even do more things during Beer Boars now.
Yes. The Stein holding contest. Yeah. That's always super fun. So we'll see if they shake things up now that it's in the summer instead of the fall.
Yeah. Have you noticed that, I mean, I guess for both of you that has like everything picked up.
I'm actually gonna pull Janet back in.
Yeah, so pull Janet back in. Let's ask them both.
Let's just have a combo. There we go.
Yeah. Have you noticed that more events, people feel more comfortable? More people are showing up to things, or what are you seeing?
Sure thing. Right now we've got awesome visitors, steady traffic, summer traffic, and we've got the early rally attendees, people who want to come ahead of that and experience the hills. So yeah, it's all good. And the event attendance has been great. We had our Star Spangled Saturday on July 2nd, and we've got Wine, Brew, and Barbecue coming up in August. So we're expecting great crowds as always. Nice.
That's great.
Yes.
So we bounced back well.
Mm-hmm. And here in Rapid City, like I mentioned, events are picking back up. The Black Hills Powwow, which hasn't been held the last 2 years, is finally back. And that's such a beautiful event, a cultural celebration. So yes, picking back up, excited to see all the people downtown, you know, touring our City of Presidents, enjoying our fountains at Main Street Square. So it's a really fun year.
Yeah. And if people haven't gotten to the Black Hills yet, you just got it. The weather is amazing. You got nature, but you got the big city feel. You can get out. You can ignore people. You can be around a lot of people. You can do whatever you want.
Whatever you want.
And there's no bugs. That's what I always say. Sioux Falls is full of them, I'm telling you. Mm.
No bugs? Can you guys verify?
Well, not as many.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we have bugs, but probably not as many.
But not as many.
Pull them out of the
Yeah, not as many.
Get rid of her.
not so much in Hill City. Yeah, that was one of the first things that we heard when we first came up here. No bugs. It's like, oh, that's great. So that's right. True. Well, low humidity. First, yeah, right. Cool weather. It's awesome.
See, she'll like that too. Yeah. No bugs.
You heard it here first. No bugs.
Rebecca can get
go west.
Robbed.
She can get robbed on a train. Old West shootout. Janet threw in the chat. It was an old
That's
west
right.
shootout.
You old west shootout.
Find yourself in the middle of an old west shootout.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
So yikes.
Well, goodness. Anything that we have missed that you two want to plug or that people should know about?
Well, for Hill City, all the great things that are coming up in the fall, like we said, Wine, Brew, and Barbecue. We've got the quilt show coming up. We cap the year with Girlfriends Weekend and also Old Time Christmas. And right now we're just ready to welcome everyone and want them to have a great experience like you did when you came to visit. So thanks for coming to visit. Glad to have
you. We had a blast. We appreciate it.
Awesome.
Yeah. For Rapid City, I mean, the same thing. We're excited. We're eager for visitors if they're not already here. And, you know, the Holiday Inn is a great place to stay. Walkability of our downtown is really close to that venue. So, yeah, just check everything out. And we're excited to have you.
That's always been one of my favorite places to stay in South Dakota is that hotel. And it has, like, the soothing. You don't even need a sound machine. If you want, you could just, like, crack your door open. You have that beautiful waterfall. You have a nice restaurant and bar right there. It's a classic joint. You can have events there.
Yes, it is.
It's I've got wedding shows there.
Oh,
good for
you. Yeah.
And you can walk anywhere. Just saying. Yeah, we walked to the brewery from there, I think. It was great.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Lovely walk, too.
One more time. Can you guys plug your websites for everyone?
Yes. Visit Rapid City is visitrapidcity.com.
And for Hill City, it's visithillcitysd.com. Thanks again.
Hey, thank you, ladies.
Yes, thank you. We'll talk to you guys soon.
Thank you.
A lot of cool stuff going on. We're going to throw the websites up there.
I just like there was a Zoom call.
Yeah. You'd think that we'd get, you know, we would be better at doing virtual stuff. Like, you know, it always seems like somebody like says bye too soon or like. No, you go. We've been doing this for a while, but there they are. Visit Hill City. Visit Rapid City. What is that?
I've never had a phone call. Molly.
No, get her on.
No.
We're picking it up. Alana's phone.
Should we pick it up? Oh, wait. Let's see. Watch a second. I'm just see. Hey, Molly. I'm on the podcast.
Oh, my God.
Got her. Lovely. Let it be known. Call us during the podcast. You might get put on blast.
Oh, like served? Like, yeah. Well, anyways, another wonderful professional podcast.
Yeah, we do okay.
On the 605
Thanks again
show.
To our bartenders over there. Wave at everybody.
See? And you're...
Heck yeah. Hotel Phillips, downtown Sioux Falls, the Treasury, downtown Sioux Falls.
I thought I turned it on.
All sorts of stuff. Oh, we love it.
We're Hotel Phillips, one of the best hotels with one of the best bars in the state.
It's great. It's good
Treasury
stuff.
Treasury, check it out.
Yeah, let's do it.
Get that chicken sandwich. I'm telling you, it'll change your life.
It's good stuff. All right.
Well, thanks, Dan. Appreciate you.
Yeah.
And Thinker Networks.
Hopefully, yeah. Well, yeah, shout out to the, you had a couple of guys in here helping me put this together and we had a good time. Hopefully, V will be back soon.
I'm fine.
You know, we have a good time. We'll bring him back. We'll bring him back in memorandum.
Should we do one? We should have had that for the end. Yeah. Like a black and white photo of him. Just like.
You guys got to be like, careful. Pretty soon it's just going to be me on this show.
And then can we sing Yesterday? How do I sing?